Title: Taxman Base Pressure in Ableton Live 12 for Breakbeat Science. Intro: Welcome. In this lesson, you'll learn how to build what I call the Taxman Base Pressure Rack in Ableton Live 12, a two-part drum and bass base that sits under breakbeat patterns with controlled low-end energy, a harmonically rich mid-growl, and rhythmic pumping that feels like pressure, not mud. We'll stay inside live stock devices, use clear routing, and set up sidechain dynamics so the bass breathes with the breaks. Overview: quick overview. You'll make a mono sub chain for a clean fundamental, a mid-slash-growl chain using Wavedable and Light FM or Ring Mod for character, and a dynamic setup that includes multiband control and sidechaining key to a transient break bus. Finally, you'll glue the whole thing with subtle saturation, eck, and limiting so peaks and pressure stay in check. What you will build by the end, you'll have a Taxman bass pressure rack with ASUB chain sine slash fundamental, mono and AMID chain Wavedable growl, bandpass and distortion, multiband control and a sidechain compressor that ducks the bass to breakbeat transients, modulation that makes the growl react to the breaks, useful macros for sub-level, mid-cutoff, distort, and sidechain amount. Step-by-step walkthrough, setup and routing. Keep your tracks clearly named: breaks, breaks drig, tax bass, tax bass bus. Use a DNB tempo, around 170 to 176 BPM or whatever your track uses. Step 1. Prep the breakbeat bus. Create your breakbeat track or drum rack and group it to a breaks group. Duplicate the group and call the duplicate break sidechain, or create a dedicated breaks drig audio track that holds the transient heavy content you want the bass to duck to. Route the kick and snare or whatever transients you want into that transient bus, or use a post-FX send so the sidechain source is focused on the hits. Step 2. Create the basic oscillators. Make a MIDI track called TDIX Bass and load Wavedable as the mid-slash-growl source. Init Wavedable with oscillator 1 as a classic analog wave and oscillator 2 as a subtle square or detuned partial and octave up, low in level. Use the Wavedable filter in band pass or low pass mode and keep drive minimal to start. Duplicate the track, rename it TIX Bass SUB and replace Wavedable with operator or analog for a clean sine sub. Set operator to a single sine oscillator, no feedback, and keep glide off. Put utility on this sub and set width to 0% to force mono, and use EQ8 with a low pass around 120 to 150 Hz with a steep slope. Keep the sub level conservative, typically -6 to -12 dB relative to the mid growl. Step 3. Combine into an instrument rack, optional but recommended. Drop both instruments into a single instrument rack with two chains, sub and mid. Keep both chains key to the full range or split keys, if you want the sub only under a certain range. Map SUB level, MID level, MID filter cutoff, distortion amount, and blend macro to the rack macros for quick control. Designing the Taxman mid-growl on the MID chain in Wavedable, add a little FM or ring mod. Route oscillator 2 to slightly modulate oscillator 1 to create metallic harmonics. Follow with EQ8. Gently boost the growl region around 400 to 1200 Hz by 2 to 5 dB, and place a small notch at 200 to 350 Hz if it clashes with the sub. Add a saturator set to soft clip, with 2 to 4 dB of drive and a dry slash wet around 30 to 50%, so you get harmonics without wrecking dynamics. Optionally, add corpus set to plate or tube with short decay, tuned to a harmonic for subtle body. Keep mix under 25%. Dynamics and pressure control. Place multiband dynamics on the instrument rack output or on the bass bus. Split bands around 150 Hz and 1.2 kHz. Compress the low band lightly. Ratio around 2:1 with threshold in the -6 to -12 dB range to glue the sub. Compress mids and highs more aggressively to tame growl transients. For sidechain ducking, add a compressor after the multiband dynamics and enable sidechain with break strig as the input. Use a very fast attack, 0 to 1 ms, and tune release musically. A good starting release is 60 to 110 ms for DNB. Try 40 to 100 ms for punchy ducks or 120 to 220 ms for breathing pressure. Set ratio from 3:1 to 6:1, and lower the threshold until you hear the bass breathe with the breaks. Rhythmic motion and modulation. Add an LFO device after Wavedable. Set its sync to 1/8 or 1/16 and map it subtly to Wavedable filter cutoff and to saturator drive. Keep modulation ranges small. If you want the modulation to follow the break pattern more precisely, use an envelope follower on your break strig and map its output to a macro that controls filter cutoff depth. That makes the filter open and close in time with the break dynamics. Glue, mono management, and final processing after compression. Add drum buffs for analog style saturation, gently. Reduce transience a bit and add slight color. Finish with a Q8. High pass anything under 30 hz. Add a tight low shelf as needed, and use a small broad dip at 300 to 600 hz if buildup occurs. Ensure the sub is mono. Either keep the SUB chain's utility width at 0% or use a frequency splitting approach and set the low region to mono. Finally, add a limiter on the bass bus if you want final peak control, with a ceiling around -1 to -0.3 dB. Tweaks and contextual listening with the brakes playing. Tweak the sidechain compressor release so the pump matches the groove. Adjust wavetable cutoff and drive so the mid growl sits above the snares and avoids masking. Balance the sub level so kick transients register but do not dominate. Preset starting values, quick starting values you can try. Sub low pass, 120 hz, mono mid band pass center, 700-900 hz, moderate Q saturator drive, 24 dB, wet 30-40% multiband dynamics low band, threshold -8 dB, ratio 2:1 sidechain compressor, attack 0:1 ms, release 60-110 ms, ratio 4:1. Common mistakes to avoid: don't let the growl and sub share the same frequencies, that makes mud. Tighten EQ and move the growl up, or low pass the sub more. Don't over sidechain. Too much ducking kills weight. Always mono your sub to avoid phase cancellation. EQ before saturation, otherwise you'll exaggerate problems. Avoid long attack times on sidechain compressors, as they blur punch. And always check the bass on phones and small speakers. A mix that sounds fine on monitors can collapse elsewhere. Pro tips and practical tricks: use a dedicated sub-chain and automate its level per arrangement section. For the most control, build per-band sidechains, split sub, mid, and high into separate tracks, sidechain each to break strig with tailored attack and release, and glue them back together. For very tight timing, duplicate the break and process it into a transient-only trigger gate, EC, then use that as your sidechain source. Map key controls to macros: SUB level, MID cutoff, sidechain amount, and distortion. They make sound design and mixing fast. When the mid growl is finalized, resample it to audio and load into Sampler to save CPU and ease further shaping. Save the rack as Taxman Bass Pressure Rack with macro labels and a short description for quick recall. Mini practice exercise: make an 8-bar breakbeat loop and build the Taxman Bass Pressure Rack. 1. Load or program an 8-bar break with kick, snare, and hats. 2. Create the TAX Bass Instrument Rack, SUB chain with operator sign plus MID chain with wavetable growl, bandpass and saturator. 3. Route a short break strig transient bus for sidechain. 4. Add multiband dynamics and a sidechain compressor on the rack output. Try attack 0:1 ms, release 80 ms, ratio low 4:1. 5. Map macros for sub level, mid cutoff, sidechain amount, and distort. 6. Tweak while the loop plays until the bass breathes with the break but keeps weight on off beats. 7. Export the 8-bar stem and test on headphones and a small speaker. Deliverable: a saved Ableton instrument rack called Taxman Bass Pressure Rack and an 8-bar audio loop demonstrating a duct, present, mono subbed bass. Extra coach notes: practical workflow and fixes phase and alignment matter. If the bass loses energy when summed to mono, check phase on the sub chain and nudge the mid chain by 1/3 ms using track delay until things tighten. For musical sidechain release values, convert beat divisions to milliseconds. At 174 BPM, a beat is about 344 ms, so try 1/16 releases around 4100 ms for punch and 1/8, 1/4 around 120-220 ms for breathing pressure. For maximum control, create a dedicated transient trigger, a gated EQ duplicate of the break, and use that for sidechaining. For per-band ducking, isolate frequency bands on separate tracks and sidechain each with different settings before grouping them back. Always EQ before distortion. Use parallel saturation when you want character without losing dynamics, and freeze or resample when you're happy to save CPU. Check your work in mono and on small speakers. Compare to reference DNB tracks, and use short/B loops to hear masking issues quickly. Recap and final mindset: to recap, split your sound into a clean mono sub and a harmonically rich mid growl, control each with multiband dynamics, and sidechain the bass to a focused transient bus with a very fast attack and a musically tuned release. Glue everything with subtle saturation and final EQ so your bass feels like pressure under the breakbeat, not clutter. Remember, pressure is perception. It comes from a solid fundamental, harmonic energy sitting in the right places, and timing that aligns with the drums. When the break hits and the bass breathes, you've nailed it. Go build it, save your rack, and iterate fast, freeze or resample when it works. Good luck, and have fun dialing in your Taxman bass pressure.